This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Fisker's problems continue to grow as a new lawsuit is added to the pile. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Saturday, May 4th, starting with three big headlines. Instagram is adding a handful of new features for stories to give users more creative ways to share content and engage with each other, the company announced on Friday. Most notably, the social network is introducing a new reveal feature that lets you post a hidden story for your followers to uncover by sending you a DM. Instagram is also launching other features that let you share your favorite songs and highlight memories via stories. NASA is kicking off a formal environmental assessment of its facilities on Wallops Island, Virginia, to increase the number of authorized rocket launches at the site by almost 200%, according to slides and recordings of an April 29th internal meeting viewed by TechCrunch. The proposed changes could help ease congestion at the country's other spaceports, which have felt the strain of a rapid increase in launch capacity due primarily to SpaceX. That strain is projected to only worsen as companies including Rocket Lab, Relativity, Blue Origin, and others aim to bring new rockets online in the next few years. Henrik Fisker stood on a stage last August and proudly debuted two prototypes designed to catapult his eponymous EV startup Fisker into the mainstream. There was the Pear, a low-cost EV meant for the masses, and the Alaska, Fisker's entry into the red-hot pickup truck market. In the weeks that followed, Fisker stopped paying the engineering firm that helped develop those vehicles, according to a previously unreported lawsuit filed in federal court this week. The firm, a U.S. subsidiary of German engineering giant Bertrand AG, also accuses Fisker of wrongfully holding onto IP associated with those vehicles. It's asking for around $13 million in damages. The lawsuit adds to a pile of legal trouble facing Fisker, which is on the brink of bankruptcy. At least 30 lawsuits alleging lemon law violations have been filed, a handful of which Fisker has already settled. And I've got the startup news today, as producer Dennis is already off enjoying his weekend. I think it's safe to say he's earned it. Elon Musk's 10-month-old baby, XAI, is closing in on a whopping $6 billion funding round. The social network X, nay Twitter, also part of Elon's tech family, is already a shareholder. The deal was initially supposed to raise just $3 billion, but then everybody wanted in and the price tag got bumped up. And WSO2, a company that provides API management and identity and access management services for enterprises, has been acquired by Swedish investment giant EQT. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but TechCrunch has learned via sources that the deal values WSO2 at more than $600 million, with EQT attaining a significant majority stake for the price. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Aisha Malik, Sean O'Kane, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here next week, same tech time, same Crunch channel, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.